A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. 1 second of bravery can be enough to completely transform your life. And for Arlene Phillips, that second of bravery came when she decided to follow her dreams of becoming a dancer when she was 21 years old. In this clip, she talks about the dance teacher who inspired that moment of bravery and the letter she wishes she could send to her.
The person who is no longer here is my mentor in dance, Molly Malloy. Now, when I was 21, I went to London just as a visit from Manchester to do dance classes. And I went into one class with Molly and fell in love. Fell in love with the style, fell in love with the beauty and the creativity of this very lyrical modern American jazz she was doing. I had a teaching job in Manchester and I'd come down for a week to gain experience in other styles of classical dance I was teaching. And I went to myself, I want to do this forever. I cannot bear the thought of going home. So at the end of the class, I spoke to Molly and said, that was the most amazing dance class. I've never known anything like it. I don't understand the style, but I want to study. And she went, oh, that's great. You were probably the best I've ever seen in class at picking up the style. And I'll give you a scholarship. You know, if you're here in London, I'll give you a scholarship. And I said, no, I'm not. I live in Manchester and I've got to go back. And she said, well, what are you going back to? I said, well, I've got a teaching job, a dance teaching job. And she said, oh, well, why don't you, can you stay in London? I said, no, I have no work, no money, nowhere to live. She said, well, I know someone who wants to live in and they'll pay and you'd find a place to live and you could study. And I went, I can't go home. I can't go back to Manchester. And she said, well, it's up to you. And I don't know, something in my brain went, if I don't take the chance on this now, I will never have what I want in my life if I go back home. And I, on the spot, thought, well, what if I had the courage to say that I'm not going back? And I took a job in London, and everyone back in Manchester was sort of sobbing, crying, and I just said, I have to do this, and you'll understand one day. And Molly became my mentor. Because I knew how to teach, she let me teach some of her classes. She was everything to me. She became my closest friend, my ally, the person who set me up, have my future career that everybody knows as a choreographer. Everything from her. It was her gift that she passed on to me, her gift of dance. Dearest Molly, I always want you to know you gave me everything I am. You are my treasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. If you want to listen to the rest of mine and Arlene's conversation, scroll back to the 17th of February 2022. It's episode 23 of Series 1. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.